Hello and welcome to the second episode of the weekly Moroccan news podcast. Today is the 26th of November and we will go through the most relevant news of the week. I'm your host Hamza Karim and this week we have the following news. Suspension of flights from Morocco to France and vice versa. The General Confederation of Moroccan Enterprise will organize an economic mission to Tel Aviv. Algeria participates in committing child abuse in Tindouf. Gabon is the first country to receive Morocco-made COVID vaccines. Morocco extends health insurance to retailers, artisans, and freelancers. Don't forget to subscribe and give a rating to get your weekly free news report. Let's start with Royal Air Maroc. The Moroccan airline company has just announced on its news feed on Twitter. We inform you that the suspension of Royal Air Maroc flights between Morocco and France is postponed to November 28th instead of November 26th, 2021. The decision seeks to preserve Morocco's achievements in terms of dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic and to avoid complications linked to the deterioration of health situation in some European nations. The Moroccan delegation, which will be led by CGEM President Mr. Shakib Alej, is made up of over 70 representatives of various sectors. And they are going on an economic mission to Tel Aviv in the month of December. Mr. Shakib said in a press release, "This mission aims to build with our Israeli counterparts win-win business partnership that will bring growth to our national companies. Business collaborations in all sectors could contribute to a potential increased business between the two countries, including in digital health systems, smart city systems, and agriculture." In an interview with the News Looks magazine, the Moroccan permanent ambassador to the UN spoke about the Polisario persistent disregard for international conventions on children's rights through its continuous recruitment of child soldiers. Mr. Omar Hilal argued that the international community must prevent the Polisario Front and the host country of the group camps, Algeria, from transforming the children in the camp into terrorists of tomorrow. Beyond the violation of children's rights, the Moroccan diplomat pointed to well-documented reports of other forms of mistreatment and violations that Sahrawis live under its Polisario-run zones in Algeria. Mr. Omar mentioned that two people from the Tindouf camps were killed by Algerian security forces in October 2020. Similar murder cases taking place this week on November 21st. Unfortunately, this is neither the first nor will it be the last time. Indeed, Algeria is responsible and directly involved in all the egregious violations in the Tindouf camps, he said. During his recent visit to Morocco, Gabonese President Ali Bongo Ondimba and King Mohammed VI signed a deal that made Gabon the first country in Africa to be supplied with batches of vaccines to be manufactured in Morocco. According to the news outlet Maghreb Intelligence, an official delegation of Gabonese specialists is expected to visit Morocco on November 25th to study further details of the technical aspects of the agreement. President Ondimba met with King Mohammed VI on November 11th and talk between the two leaders touched on wide range of topics. After his meeting with Morocco's monarch, the Gabonese president said in a Facebook post that he was happy to meet with his brother, King Mohammed VI in Rabat. The deal to supply Gabon with Morocco-manufactured COVID jabs is part of the North African country's broader vision of strengthening health security diplomacy in Africa. Morocco's launching of its own project to manufacture COVID-19 vaccines is the country's determination to be a continental leader in the struggle to eradicate the virus and emerge from the socio-economic fog that has accompanied the COVID crisis. The country seeks to establish itself as a leading biotechnology hub, thus it will invest $500 million to launch its COVID-19 vaccine manufacturing project. And the country aims to start with the production of 5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines per month. Morocco's National Social Security Fund has announced that retailers, artisans, and other professionals registered on the Single Professional Contribution System will now benefit from the country's mandatory health insurance. According to the announcement, the news is a result of implementation of decrees approved by the Government's Council on November 17th. Moroccans from this category of workers and their families will now be able to benefit from AMO services. The National Social Security Funds stressed that as part of King Mohammed VI's instructions, the Moroccan government is committed to implementing in the coming years the royal plan of generalizing social protection. Today, 11 million Moroccans benefit from the compulsory health insurance. The government's project is to provide all citizens with social protection, including sickness benefits and access to health services at preferential conditions. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Hamza Karim. Until next episode, take care.